Blog Talk Radio.
Hardly have forgotten the day we met. I won't care 100 years from now. I'll never forget, sweetheart, the day you met. Didn't live without my love so hard. That's all in the past. You can kiss my ass. I won't care 100 years from now. 100 years from now, I won't be crying. 100 years from now, I won't be blue. My heart will have forgot that we ever met. I won't care 100 years from now. Oh.
And missed that fucking ending, man. I won't care 100 years from now. Yeah, I won't care 100 years from now. You know what I'm trying to do?
Do that one more time.
Well, 100 years. Easy. Wait a minute. Here goes my fucking career. I done a dream, man. Well, 100 years from now, I won't be crying. 100 years from now, I won't be blue. My heart will have forget that we ever met. And I won't care 100 years from now. I'll never forget, sweetheart, the night you told me. Couldn't live without my love somehow. That's all in the past. I knew it wouldn't last. But I won't care 100 years from now. Well, 100 years from now I won't be crying. 100 years from now I won't be blue. My heart will have forget that we ever met. I won't care 100 years from now. Wait. Well, 100 years from now I won't be crying. From now I won't be blue. My heart will have to forget that we ever met. Cause I won't care 100 years from now. Well, 100 years from now I won't be crying. 100 years from now I won't be blue. My heart will have to forget that we ever met. Cause I won't care 100 years from now.
I think they got it that time. Finally. Hey, can you guys hear me? Hello?
Yeah. Okay. I can hear you.
Who can hear me? All right. I'm gonna take that as a yes, everybody can hear me, and it'll be okay. Because I can type it out, and it's faster, but I'm not going to worry about it. If Sue can hear me, that's good enough for me. I'm assuming everybody else can hear me, and we're good. Okay, cool. It's been a heck of a day, guys. It's been a heck of a day. And I'm in here at 20 minutes after 4 putting in songs.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
yeah,
up.
You have
hurry
a
up.
Big day.
Come on, computer. Come on, computer. Hurry up. Hurry up. Stop delay. Hurry up. And then I went to sign in on one computer because I have to do the music on a different computer than what I do the show on because I don't have the music library in my little computer that I do the show on. And so I was putting music on the big one. And I went to go into Blog Talk, and it said sign in. I was like, no, you should already be signed in. You were signed in this morning. I didn't sign out. What's going on? So I just turned it off and had to turn it back on. And then it was fine. It just took me right in. And it's I don't know. I think it just wants to frustrate me sometimes. It does it on purpose. Computers can think for themselves, you know. I am firmly convinced of that. And my computer does that to me on purpose every once in a while just to see if my heart is still working.
Well, that's good.
Take my word for it, honey. It's still working. We don't need to test it. It's okay. So, anyway, guys, we got some wonderful music. And the last two songs I put in was a song by Dave Clark 5 that says, "You've Got What It Takes." So I got what it takes. I know other people that got what it takes. We're good. We got what it takes. And the one that John sent me was a very rare version of Poke Salad Annie from February 15th of 1970, where he keeps laughing. So we like that one, too. We like that one. And he's on stage laughing. So this is pretty cool. I like that. And we're going to give you a little peek, just a little peek into Thursday's show towards the end of the show today. So you'll kind of be excited and come on in and join me on Thursday for Thursday's show. It's going to be a special show. It's not a general show. It's going to be special, but it's going to be worth it. And you guys are going to like it. You're really going to like it. So hang around. Because you got to get the peak. You got to get the peak. Okay, well, I'm going to start this. And this is something John sent me this morning. It's Brooks and Dunn, Neon Moon.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back, where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. So watch your broken dreams dancing in and out of the beams of a neon moon. I think the two young lovers are running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart you'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. So watch your broken dreams dancing out of the dreams of a neon. You'd every sad song seems to say what I think, and it's hurt inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon.
Kind of just, okay, you just keep on going, it's fine. It makes you feel good, you know? Hey, all right. Oh, and John, remember I told you I could not find that song by Atomic Kitten? Well, I couldn't this morning, but when I got on my computer a couple hours later, I found it by Atomic Kitten. So I've got that one for you, honey, and we won't have to listen to Blondie. It's okay. We got Atomic Kitten. So here we go with The Tide is High by Atomic Kitten. I don't know. Don't ask. I have no idea where they got it.
You do that.
You know what? I'm really glad that I found that version because I like that a whole lot better than Blondie. I do. And I know Blondie did it originally, but I was never real fond of Blondie. Anyway, I like this version a lot. It's a lot better. I'm glad that when I turned on the computer, Atomic Kitten was in there with this. So thank you for broadening my music horizons once again. John's good at that. Y'all should be grateful. Yeah. We get to hear a lot of music.
Wonderful.
Yes, and we get to hear a lot of music that we normally would not hear because John sends it to us. And I think that's fantastic. I like him. I like him.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. He picks some, really unusual choices. You know, some of these we, of course, through the time have not heard before.
But that's okay because that's stuff that we would not normally left on our own find to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we'll keep him. It's okay. We'll keep him. We won't put him out with the cats at night. It's okay.
He's a keeper then. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, here is one. And John sent this as well. I remember hearing this in the kitchen on Green Acres Road when I was 16. What grade was that? I don't know. Sophomore? Yeah, I guess. That sounds
good. Probably.
That sounds good. Whatever. Anyway, this is Lynn Anderson doing Rose Garden.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give, so live and let live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover.
There you go. And her name was pretty big in country music back then. That's they did do it crossover, but they kept it mostly in the country stations. That's where her name was most well known, I guess you could say. Anyway, when you think of Lynn Anderson, if you're back, if you're from that era, you think of country music. So anyway, and if you look at her picture on her album, you think of country music. She's got the big hair. Pop singers, rock singers, they didn't do that. That was a country thing. So there you go. All right, we're going to depart from the country music now to one that John sent us right back in the same 10-year time frame, okay? This is Randy Van Warmer, and he's doing Just When I Needed You Most.
Something to say. You left in the rain without closing the door. I didn't stand in your way. Now I miss you more than I missed you before, and now where I'll find comfort, God knows. 'Cause you
songs. It just takes me back to to my teenage years, my mid-teens. It's really weird. Okay, here is, you guys have got to remember this one, Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson, A Star is Born. Well, here's the theme song from there. It's called Evergreen. Was the role that Kris Kristofferson played. I had heard it was because Kris Kristofferson played a drug addict that actually succumbed to an overdose. I don't know if that's true or not. That's just what I heard. And that's why Elvis didn't do it. He would have been fantastic in that role. He really would have been great. He could have put so much emotion in it. And it just... It would have been iconic, you know. But we didn't get that. So,
nope.
We'll deal with Kris Kristofferson, I suppose. Okay. anyway, this is kind of cool, sitting here playing all these songs from back in that era. It's like turning on the radio back in the 60s. You know, and these are songs you would hear every day. And it hasn't been like that in a long time. And we won't talk about how long, but it was a long time. So this is kind of cool. I'm really enjoying this. I hope y'all are too, because these are good songs. These are fantastic. That's why they have lasted throughout the years, and they still get played They're great songs. Here's one called When Will I See You Again by a trio of gals called 3 Degrees. John, this is like old home week, you know. Just bring them all back. We like all of them. Let's bring them all back and play them 24 hours a day for a week. We'll have old home week. There we go. I don't think we'll be sick of them by then, though. That's the whole thing. We'll
no.
Oh,
no.
Oh, man, I know.
To stay with it.
Now, I remember the name of this album because it was so weird. Do you guys remember an album called Licorice Pizza?
No, I don't.
From back in the day? I remember that the name of that album because I'm going, Licorice Pizza? Ew. I could not figure out where did they come up with that. That was weird. I couldn't wrap my brain around that. I still can't wrap my brain around that. Licorice Pizza. Anyway, the name of the group is actually Congregation. And the song is Softly Whispering, I Love You.
Thank you.
All right. Here is a song by our favorite traveling show band, the Indians. Totally cool. And Leapy Lee did it a while ago. We won't talk about how long. And but the traveling Indian band, and they build themselves a little bit later as the Indian show band. So it just depends on which segment of their career you're talking about. This is by the traveling Indian band, Little Arrows.
There's a boy, a little boy, shooting arrows in the blue, and he's aiming them at someone, but the question is it who? Is it me or is it you? It's hard to tell until you're hit, but you know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue, little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, you're falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. Oh, 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 the pain. Some folks run and others hide, but there ain't nothing they can do. And some folks put on armor, but the arrows go straight through. So you see, there's no escape, so why not face it and admit that you love those little arrows when they hurt a little bit. Here they come, pouring out of the blue, little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, you're falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you'll find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then. Here they come, pouring out of the blue, little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again, you're falling in love again. Little arrows in your clothing, little arrows in your hair. When you're in love, you find those little arrows everywhere. Little arrows that will hit you once and hit you once again. Little arrows that hit everybody every now and then.
They do such a good job. They really do. You just, you want them to keep going. It's like, okay, do another one, do another one. Well, I don't have another one, so, oh well. We'll have to go on to the next song, and I know you guys are going to be so very much disappointed, but this is going to be an Elvis song. If you hang on real tight, you can handle it, okay? It'll be okay. It'll be okay. Tie yourselves down, and it'll be okay. All right, this is the third to the last concert he ever did. On June 24th, 1977, the final time that this song was done live, One Night With You.
One night with you is what I'm now praying for. The thing that we would make my dreams come true. Just hold on, guys. Hold it a minute. Excuse me just a second, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I've got to change microphones. There's something bugging me about this microphone. I'm hemming the hell and, you know, real quick. One night with you is what I'm now praying for. The thing that we two could plan would make my dreams come true. Just call my name and I'll be right by your side. I need your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong to hide. Always lives very quiet life. I never did no wrong.
Well, God, I bet you had to be there. You just had to be there because it just, his heart wasn't in it anymore, you know? He was excited. Yeah. Come the last concert, he was excited. He was excited by then. With this one, it was kind of like, oh, damn, I wish this was over. You just kind of can hear that thought, you know? That's just, hey, you know, my opinion, you don't have to agree with me, it's okay. But, I don't know, that's kind of what I heard with that. There wasn't the usual excitement in that song. But that's okay because I thought it was funny that he stopped right in the middle of it and said, I got to change this mic out. Something's bothering me about it. Oh, I love it. You know, most people have one or two microphones, and nope, not Elvis. He gets other. He's got five or six or eight or ten or, you know, got to cover all contingencies. Just in case. Okay. Here is a song by Joe Stafford. Okay. And she did some stuff when Elvis did some home recordings and everything. Joe was there and she was singing. It was great. She's got a beautiful voice. She does. She just does. And I love this song. It's called No Other Love. I love that. I am.
So free.
Oh, my gosh. And her alto is so pure. No air. Man, she's got control. It's beautiful. I love it. Okay. Here is good old B.J. Thomas. Great. No, that's not the song. Rock and Roll Lullaby.
She was just 16 and all alone when I came to be, so we grew together, my mama, child, and me. Now things were bad and she was scared, but whenever I would cry, she'd calm my fears and dry my tears with a rock and roll lullaby. And she'd sing, shine na 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 na.
There you go. I don't know how many of you remember that, but I do. I certainly do. B.J. Thomas was quite popular in the late 60s, early 70s. So you heard him a lot on the radio. And that was one of the songs you heard. So, okay. Cave, let's do another Elvis song. I just cave in like a house of cards, guys. You know, it doesn't take much pressure at all. In fact, it doesn't take any pressure. You just go, and it stumbles over. Okay, here we go with Guadalajara from Fun in Acapulco.
Guadalajara, 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 Guadalajara. Tienes el alma deepa fresciana, hueles a limpia rosa temprana. Abre cari fresco del río, same palomas tu casarío, Guadalajara, Guadalajara, sabes a pura tierra mojada. De agua hermano, ay colomitos inolvidables, inolvidables como el estado, en que la lluvia de la loma, en asesía hasta se popa. Ay, colomitos inolvidables, inolvidables como el estado, y con la lluvia de la loma, en esa silla hasta se popa.
I know everybody enjoyed that. Okay. Rod McEwen.
Oh.
Now, you don't know. Yeah, don't you love Rod McEwen? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he takes me back a long time ago.
Yeah. And he was a poet. He wrote the songs he sings. He wrote them as poems. And then put them to music.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the man's voice. It's unique. I love his voice.
It is unique.
It's wonderful.
I like the album, the one album he has that's entitled The Sea. That's really a pretty one.
Well, I don't have any of his albums. I have to listen to him. Let's see, I used to listen to him on the radio. I listened to him on the computer. I wasn't really into buying albums. Most of the albums I have, I didn't buy. I kept them from my ex when I left. But I didn't get all the ones I wanted. And then when he died, I give you dimes to donuts that my brother-in-law threw them all out.
Hmm.
And I could kick myself for not asking for them. You know, it's like there are a lot of memories in those albums. But
right, that's true.
Oh well, what's done is done, and I can't undone it. So there you go. Anyway, back to Rod McKeown. Here is a song. I don't remember ever hearing it before today, but I like it. But I like all of Rod McKeown's stuff. I don't think The Cat, that makes me cry every time. I've heard it a lot of times, and it makes me cry every time. It's like, well, you dingbat, what did you leave the window cracked so she could get out for? I mean, come on. Cat opened the door by herself. You did something wrong. Anyway, that song just makes me sad. But this, I never heard this song before this morning when John sent it to me. So here is, it's called The World I Used to Know.
Someday some old familiar will come along and know my name. Then my shelter will be gone, and I'll have to move along. Till I do, I'll stay a while, track the hidden country of your smile. Someday the man I used to be will come along and call on me. Then because I'm just a man, you'll find my feet are made of sand. Till that time, I'll tell you lies, chart the hidden boundaries of your eyes. Someday the world to know will come along, bid me go. Then I'll be leaving you behind, for love is just a state of mind. Till that day, I'll be your man. Love away your troubles if I can. Till that day, I'll be your man. Love away your troubles if I can.
Enumerates all his faults and says, but till then, hey, I'll hang out.
Oh, yeah. You can get attached to those. Very attached.
Oh, I know. Oh, yes. And my thought is, shouldn't he be asking her if she wants him to stay? After all of that that he told her, maybe she wants him to go ahead and hike it down the road. I don't know. I wouldn't. I'd have the dude stay just because I'm that loyal. It sometimes it's real pain. That's how I am.
Some of his songs don't make sense sometimes.
Well, but when you stop and think about the fact that they started as poems. See, not all poems follow a storyline and make sense.
No, not at all. Mm-mm.
And he just put them to music. So it's okay that some of them don't make sense. It's okay. You just kind of skip over that part.
Look over it.
Pretend you understand it. Honey, just pretend you understand it. It'll be okay, honest.
Yeah, really.
Okay, here is a gal named Candy Staten. And she's going to do a song called Young Hearts Run Free.
Sharing this one and only life, ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks us to start over again. You'll get the baby, but you won't have your man.
Repeated about three times more than it needed to, you know?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's like, okay, that's enough. You can quit now. It's okay. Fade out. But it did finally end. So that's okay. Here's one you guys might remember from a couple of weeks ago when we did the Johnny Earl show.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this song. This is totally cool. So when John sent this, I went, oh, yeah, okay, we'll play that one. Awesome. Private
yeah.
Elvis.
P-R-I-V-A-P-E.
Private Elvis. When the mangas is on and it just ain't enough. The more he gives, the more he gets tougher. You think your life's all your own, then you realize you were wrong. The only way out is just to keep singing songs. Just do my time the best I can, cause man, there's a long way to go. It's hard to be an unseen hero, gonna do his job, and this G.I. Joe.
Private
Elvis.
Private
Elvis.
To a sergeant in the U.S. Army. P-R-I-V-A-T-E.
Private Elvis. Private Elvis. Take away the glamour, take away the fame. For an honest guy can't lose his name.
Many will try to wear that crown, but halfway up and they're gonna go down. You're in the army now, it's the army show.
P-R-I-V-A-T-E.
Private Elvis.
He was drafted for the whole world to see.
Private Elvis.
To a sergeant in the U.S. Army. P-R-I-V-A-T-E.
Private Elvis. Private Elvis.
The trumpet blows, the drums begin to beat. You told the lie, nor feel the heat. Just do my time, the best I can. Well, man, there's a long way to go. It's hard to be an unseen hero. Gonna do his job, this G.I. Joe.
All right. Johnny Earl, Private Elvis. I like that song. I think it's good.
Yeah, I did too. Good one.
Yeah. All right. Little River Band. Do you guys remember Little River Band?
I don't believe so, Jen.
From a while ago. Okay, maybe you'll recognize the song. This is Lady.
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am, and I am yours. My love, there's so many ways I want to say I love you. Let me hold you in my arms forevermore. You have gone and made me such a fool. I'm so lost in your love. And oh, we belong together. Won't you believe in my song? For so many years I thought I'd never find you. You have come into my life and made me whole. Forever, let me wake to see you each and every morning. Let me hear you whisper softly in my ear. In my eyes, I see no one else but you. There's no other love like I love. Yes, I'll always want you near me. I've waited for you for so long. Lady, your love's the only love I need. And besides, I want you to be, 'cause my love, there's something I want you to know. You're the love of my life. You're my lady.
That was not Little River Band. That one got mislabeled. That was Kenny Rogers doing Lady.
Beautiful, though. Very free.
Yes, I didn't feel bad about that at all. I love Kenny Rogers singing that song. It's fantastic. But I'm going to go in after the show and relabel that one, because we don't want that happening again. Then I'll put Little River Band in a proper way. But at any rate, we're going to move on to the laughing version of Poke Salad Annie. They have this labeled as very rare because Elvis keeps laughing. Well, when you hear why he's laughing, you'll know why he's laughing. I'll tell you, I don't know where that man's mind went sometimes, but didn't stay with him. Anyway, here it is from February 15th of 1970, the rare version of Poke Salad Annie.
Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little story so that you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields. It looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Now that's poke salad. Used to know a girl lived down there. She'd go out in the evenings and pick a mess of it. Tied around my waist. Carried home and cook it for supper. Because that's about all they had to eat. But they... Anyway, down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Gator got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on the shame, yes, of me. Vicious woman. Lord,
happen. Every day before supper time, they'd go down by the truck patch, pick her a mess of pork salad, carry it home in a truck. And I said it was a shame, because her mama was a working on the chain. A wretched straight razor totem. Lord, I'm miserable. Like a little ho! Daddy was lazy and no count, claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for stealing watermelons out of my truck. Ranch folk salad, Annie, he just got your granny. Ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, because her mama wasn't working on a chain gang. Go! Suck a little Sally coming, you know what he little pork salad, no one need me a mess. Suck a little pork salad, no one need me a mess. Suck a chang 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 ling, chang 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 ling, chang 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 ling ling, chang 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 ling, chang 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 chang, chang chang chang, chang chang chang.
Probably being a sigh of relief when that got over. Oh, that was hilarious. I love that. It's hilarious. All right. How about Alabama? We're not going to go there. Okay. We're going to listen to them. Okay. Alabama. Okay. High cotton.
We didn't know the times were lean. Round our house the grass was green. It didn't seem like things were all that bad. I bet we walked a thousand miles, chopping cotton and pushing plows, and learning how to give it all we had. As life went on and years went by, I saw the light in Daddy's eyes, and felt the love in Mama's hand. They kept us warm and kept us fed, taught us how to look ahead. Now looking back, I understand. We were walking in high cotton, old times that are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton, old times that are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. Dressed up and hand me down, just in time together with church.
Sometimes I think how long it's been and how it impressed me then. It was the only day my daddy wouldn't work. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. Walking in high cotton.
Gotta love it. You gotta love it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play one that we never hear anymore because they don't play one anymore. But it was really the thing back in 68, 69, something like that. 96 Tears by the Mysterians.
But one heart seems to be crying. Too many teardrops, but one heart to carry on. You're way out on top now. Since you left me, you're always laughing way down at me. We'll be together for just a little while, and never gonna put you way down here, and you'll stop crying. 96 tears, cry.
There you go, the Mysterians, 96 Tears. It had a B3 organ in it. I mean, you know, that was the thing for the bands to have back then. They had to have a B3 organ. That was a big box monster. Real fun to move around, too. I tell you what. Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to do one of John's favorites. So, Clarence Carter. And now I gave it away. He knows I'm going to play for him. This is Patches.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely pays the bills we made. Old life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulders, and in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Two days later, Papa passed away, and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest. Then one day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, cause every day I had to work the field, cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. So years have passed and all the kids were grown. The angels took Mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed his tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years. Thank God, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Oh, I can feel your papa's voice say, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you.
Song. I always have liked that song ever since it came out. I think it came out my senior year.
What year was that, Jane? You think?
Huh? I'm sorry, I was thinking.
What year was that?
71 or 72, early 72, late 71. Because it was my senior year. I remember sitting on my bed cross-legged, leaning over doing my homework, and that would come on my radio because I always had my radio on. And I didn't get in trouble for it when it was in my bedroom because Mama couldn't hear it. So it was better to do my homework in my bedroom than it was at the dining room table. I tell you what. Okay. I'm going to play another one that I really like because it's funny. It is so funny. Bobby Bear, Marie Laveau.
The most famous of all the voodoo queens that ever existed is Marie Laveau down in Louisiana. A lot of weird, ungodly tales about Marie. She's supposed to have a lot of magic potions and spells and curses.
down in Louisiana where the black trees grow lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone. Seen y'all messing around there, she goes. I know the man done gone, and then one night when the moon was black, into the swamp come Handsome Jack. No good man like you all know, when he was looking around for Marie Laveau, he said, Marie Laveau, you lovely witch, give me a little charm that'll make me rich. Give me $1 million and tell you what I'll do. This very night I'm gonna marry you, and it'll be another man done gone. So Marie done some magic and she shook a little sand, made $1 million and she put it in his hand. Then she giggled and she wiggled and she said, hey, hey, I'm getting ready for my wedding day. But oh, Handsome Jack, he said, goodbye, Marie. You're too damn ugly for a rich man like me. Then Marie started mumbling, her fangs started gnashing, her body started trembling and her eyes started flashing, and she went, another man done gone. So if you ever get down where the black trees grow and meet a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau, if she ever asks you to make her your wife, man, you better stay with her for the rest of your life, or it'll be another man done gone.
All right. Okay, it's time for another Elvis song. I'm sorry, guys, but it just is. It just is. This is one that John sent me from the Viva Elvis album. And see if you can recognize the gal's voice in it. See if you can tell. Can't Help Falling in Love.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with.
Take
da-da-da. I like the stuff on that album. That's cool. I like that. All right. And time to step up to the plate, girl. Here you go. Your cheating heart.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep. But sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like a falling rain, you'll stop around and call my name. You're gonna walk that floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When the tears have come down like a falling rain, you'll stop around and call my name. You're gonna walk that floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
All right. Good job, girl. That was a good job. Yeah. Yep, you're getting better all the time. That was really good. Okay, on to our next extravaganza. No, this next song. Here's the Dave Clark 5, and Sue sent me this. You've Got What It Takes.
We won't get far, but baby, takes for me. You betcha. I like that song. Okay, here's another one. And this is another favorite of John's. So, hey, here you go, baby honey. This is Neil Diamond, Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show.
An August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good God's
I love that song. That's just totally cool. Neil Diamond had some great stuff. He did. He had some great stuff. You know what? It is now time. I'm going to let you guys know. Special show on Thursday is going to be Orion, Jimmy Ellis. You got to show up for that. You just got to. And to give you a little taste of it, here is Jimmy Ellis doing I'm Not Trying to Be Just Like Elvis.
Now this song is not what you may think it is, but it's the way I feel inside. I've never seen so many imitators come to life since the day Elvis Presley died. I personally think they've done him wrong, and that's the reason why. When they ask me what I think, I give them this reply. Well, I'm not trying to be just like Elvis. I'm doing my best to make it all my own. 'Cause he didn't have to pick a side just to make it to the top. He just kept his faith in Jesus and became king. Well, they traveled around the country, dressed in studded white. Scarves of silk they give away, I just don't think it's right. They claim it's just a tribute, as they wear their phony smiles. But what have they accomplished, because it's Elvis that draws a crowd? Yes, and I'm not trying to be just like Elvis. Yes, I'm doing my best just to make it on my own. 'Cause he didn't have to fake a style just to make it to the top. He just kept his faith in Jesus and became king of his own. But living off of what he did, I just don't agree. And if he were in my place and his death were yet to be, would he be singing my songs and imitating me? 'Cause I'm not trying to be just like Elvis. Lord, I'm doing my best to make fake a style just to make it to the top. He just kept his faith in Jesus and became king on his own. I said I'm not trying to be just like Elvis. Lord, I'm doing my best just to make it on my own.
Okay, guys. There's a taste of what Thursday's show is going to be like, because we are doing Jimmy Ellis. And, you know, who knows? We might stick a few Ellis songs in there just for contrast. Not much contrast, but, you know, whatever. It's going to be fantastic, you guys. It's just going to be so much fun. It's going to be something we never hear. That's the fun part. That's the fun part. So come on over, join us, have some fun, hear some music that you just never hear, and enjoy it. It's going to be great. I expect to see you here. I expect you to enjoy yourself, because I am going to have one heck of a lot of fun. And, hey, you know what? Keep smiling. Share your smile with everybody you meet. Because you never know who might need exactly that to keep on going. You never know. So, hey, you know, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Stay well, stay safe, and be happy. Share your smile. Hey, Sue, you keep on feeling good, girl, and you go for it, honey. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll see y'all later. Bye.